हरे कृष्णा, द माइंड मे बी कन्फ्यूज्ड बट वी डोंट हैव टू लेट इट कन्फ्यूज अस। सपोज वी आर वर्किंग इन आर ऑफिस एंड सडनली अ कलीग स्टार्ट्स मम्बलिंग इनकोहेरेंटली, स्पीकिंग समथिंग विच मेक्स नो सेंस, एंड यू ट्राई टू मेक सेंस ऑफ व्हाट दे आर स्पीकिंग, बट इफ यू फाइंड दैट इट डजंट मेक एनी सेंस देन एंड वी वुड जस्ट टर्न देम ऑफ। Now we would just maybe put some earphone or something around our ears, hear something else, and get on with our work. If this is how they tend to go off into some incoherent phases periodically, now we would over a period of time learn to recognize the signs when they're going off into incoherence, and we would learn to instinctively turn ourselves off at that time. Instinctively, we'll have to do it intelligently first. Eventually, we will do it naturally. So, our point in working is, an office is we have some work to do, and we can't just let spend our time figuring out people who don't make any sense. So, actually, in our life, our mind can go off into phases of incoherence. So, sometimes we may just wake up in the morning. And for no reason, we start feeling very glum. You know, everything that is there around us, it starts seeming so dark and dreary. We start feeling, oh, my life is not going anywhere. If we think about the events or facts in our life, if we don't find anything tangible, any clear reason for why we should be feeling like this, it's just a phase into which the mind becomes glum, or it becomes irritable. It becomes just apathetic, uncaring about anything. Then when the mind goes off into emotional trips that are mood swings that are of no coherence, then we cannot let ourselves be influenced by that. The mind may become confused, but we don't have to let it confuse us. The Bhagavad Gita tells us in 6.5 that Uddharedatmanatmanam natmanam avasadayet Atmaivayatmano bandhur atmaiva ripuratmanaha. So we should elevate ourselves with the mind and not degrade ourselves. So the mind can be our friend as well as our enemy. And depending on how we deal with the mind, we will either be able to control it gradually or it will control us gradually. So when we learn to turn off the mind, now if somebody is muttering and they say nobody pays attention to them, then they will become silent. Like that, if the mind goes off into its foul mood and we somehow hold on to some constructive activity. It's not easy because the mind will tend to pull us in its direction. It will try to pull our thoughts and feelings in that direction. But somehow we hold on to some constructive activity and absorb ourselves in that activity. Then gradually, that absorption in that activity will help us to neglect the mind. And that's why knowing that the mind may go off in phases like this, we need to be prepared. Prepared in two ways. One is that we need to be alert to recognize, okay, the mind is going off into an irrational mood swing right now. Of course, if the mind is speaking something reasonable, we may have to hear it and deal with it. But sometimes, for no rhyme or reason, when the mind goes off into mood swings, then we just have to turn it off. So at least we have to be alert enough to know that I can't let this mood infect me. I can't let this confusion confuse me. And the second thing is also because the mind is so close to us, it is inside us, you know, we have to find out those activities in which we can absorb ourselves so that we will be able to turn off the mind. It's when we are tuned into something, then we can be turned off from something else. So to turn off from the mind, we have to be alert and know which activities we can do so that we can tune ourselves in those activities. And as we become absorbed in those activities, the mind's mood swing will subside. And then we will be able to continue with our constructive work. So the mind may be confused, but we don't have to let it confuse us. By using our intelligence to detect the mind's distraction, the mind's mood swing, and using our intelligence to cultivate absorption, we can stay unconfused even while being with a confused mind. Thank you. Hare Krishna.